Phoneboy Speaks, episode 663, The Art of No.
One of the things I've had to learn in my career is saying no. I get a lot of requests from people I work for, people I work with, and there's, you know, and I try to be as helpful as I can. I have to think I've always been fairly helpful. And however, there are times when I need to focus on specific tasks and get specific things done. Like there's, you know, deadlines or whatever, and so, or I just have too many other things to do. And so at some point, I have to tell people, sorry, I can't help you. Now, there's an art form to that, and I'll put a link in the show notes to an article I read, but I found out that after I read it that I was doing a lot of this stuff already, and it comes down to not just saying no, but giving people an alternative. And if you say no, then you're not, because you're not just cutting things off, you're at least giving them an option. And oftentimes I will get asked to do stuff that quite frankly isn't my job. And so I redirect them to the people whose job it is, which, you know, just doing that one thing right there has saved me a lot of grief and stress. The other task is, you know, the other part of that is also just knowing when you're overloaded, right? When you know you have too many things on your plate, or somebody's making an unreasonable request of you, being able to stand up for yourself and say, no, this, I can't do this. You know, I can do it these other times or whatever. And what I have found is more often than not, people are understanding of that. And you're giving them an alternative. But that's the, I think, and there's a real art form to that. And I say, I'll put this article in the show notes that you can read. But, you know, that you do have to say no sometimes, even though I'm not saying don't say no to everything, but understand your limitations know where to redirect people. And I'm pretty good at doing that part of it. So this has helped me in my career, and I figured I would share the article with you guys and take a look at it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.